It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is cookbook author Paula Scheuer. Her new book is called The Healthy Jewish Kitchen, and she puts a spin on the classic soup for the Jewish holiday. Parsnips really add that little bit of sweetness.
Right, and when I researched recipes for borscht soups, they all had potatoes in them. And as I was trying to lighten things up and lower the calorie amounts from my recipes, I thought, well, what else could I do? I actually thought about putting apples into it because apples would do that. But parsnips are magic. They really are. And the taste of them is great, too. So it brings out kind of the flavor of the beets, and it gives a really nice texture to it. The recipe also has a lot of dill in it, a whole bunch of dill cooked into it. And then it's pureed with a hand blender or in a blender or food processor. And this recipe really is super easy. You definitely will want disposable gloves to wear when you're peeling your beets. Two onions cooked in oil, which is pretty much how I start every soup. And then I add a pound of parsnips and three beets, which are peeled and cut into chunks. And then water. And then after you cook this and bring it to a boil, you saute the onions till they're clear. Add the vegetables. Add your water. And once it comes to a boil, I like to skim the top of the soup a little bit. And then I discard that, add dill, white pepper, and salt, and then we cook it. What's nice about this recipe is that it's really all year round. I've made it cold in the summertime and served it with sliced pickles. And then in the winter, I'll take a dollop of thick coconut milk, the coconut creamy kind, and just like put that on top. And it's just really pretty contrast with the pink of the soup.
Find out more at TonyasKitchen.com.